Welcome to the Fundraising Leadership mini podcast, where we share tips to empower leaders in the nonprofit world. And I'm here with my colleague, Janice Cunning, and we're going to give you some tips about some helpful leadership skills.
Yes. Michelle, it's good to be with you again. And today we're going to talk about something very foundational, I would say, if you're leading a team. And if you're a new leader, it's something that you may not have done. And if you've been leading for a while, it's still something you may not have done. But it's also something that you want to constantly revisit. And this is around the idea of really designing a team agreement. And so why don't we explain what that means, Michelle, for those who may not have heard that term?
Yeah, sort of another term might be ground rules, but it's a little different than ground rules. Ground rules is sort of like, you know, let's show up on time to our meetings and, we'll have our meetings every Tuesday at 10, you know, that kind of thing. It's that plus how do we want the experience of being together as a team to feel? What do we want the energy here to be? And so it's about how we're being and what we're doing as a team together.
Yeah, I love that. And as you were talking, I was thinking about sometimes like another place where ground rules get set is around phones, right? Like, are we going to have them in the meeting, not have them, look at them, not look at them? But at the same time, there is a like almost a subtext for that around like you said, how are we being in relationship, right? So it's like your team might feel like that it's more respectful or more engaging or more relationship building to like not have your phones, right? There's no right or wrong answer here, but it's like almost like taking what might be a ground rule and like really digging into like, what are the values that we hold as a team? Mm-hmm. Like, what are the feelings that we have as a team around this thing? So we can actually really figure out a way to be together that, you know, we have this tip sheet that we're going to share in the show notes called Designing Team Agreements. And the sub thing is the key to empowering relationship. And I love that word empowering, because it's like, once we really lay on the table how to be together, then we're going to have a more fulfilling time working together.
Well, and it's sort of like the doing is, okay, for this meeting, we're going to put away our cell phones, but the being of that is we're going to be present, you know, in order to be efficient together, you know? So that's a good example of if we want to be present together, let's put away our cell phones, or at least, you know, whatever you want to agree on. We're going to put away our cell phones for the first 20 minutes of every meeting.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. This is something, I mean, we often use this idea of team agreements when we do workshops with teams. So at the beginning, we'll take some time to really talk through. And, you know, we as the fundraising leadership team always have certain requests that we make. And then we'll invite the team to add their own flavor, you know, to that and what's important to them. And sometimes we do find that it's not something that teams have done. And so in doing it in the workshop, it can be actually like a living document that then they can capture and start to use for other meetings, such as their, you know, their weekly or biweekly team meeting. But what have you done it with clients in any other ways?
Oh, well, I any client who is either new to a leadership team or new to leadership in general, I highly suggest that they, and I'm going to actually rephrase that, anybody in a leadership position, even if it's been with a team for a while, because so often things are not consciously designed in this way. There are assumptions made about how people want to be together and what they want to do together. And so often those assumptions go against another member, team member's assumptions. And that's when friction and conflict can begin. So it is really important to set aside some time and say, hey, it's, you know, let's set aside, let's create some conscious agreements with each other about how we want to be together as a team and what we want this experience to be like, so that everyone is in agreement about what this means. And this isn't about the leader only saying, these are the rules. This is what we're going to do. This is actually co-created with each other in a team environment. So, yeah. You know, for me, it might be time efficiency is important. Please be on time to a meeting. We'll end every meeting on time. We'll hold time. Like, that might be important to me. To somebody else, there might be something else that's very important. You know, let's get all the voices in the room, or, you know what? Let's give each person a chance to speak.
Yeah. Like, I used to work on a team where fun was one of our values, you know, and we really made a conscious effort, particularly at a kind of our annual retreats, but even at our weekly meetings, like, we'd make a pot of tea and, mm-hmm. you know, sort of all like have our tea together because it felt really cozy and nice. And, you know, we would share celebrations of kind of victories that we'd had as a team. And, you know, so that kind of added to the sense. It wasn't fun. Like, we were, you know, we weren't playing badminton.
And you're not ignoring your work, but you get to have fun while you're,
exactly. But it, you know, and it was like sort of joking and laughing and, you know, if the meeting was on a Monday, like talking about our weekends, like, all of that was encouraged and felt good because we had actually aligned around the fact that that fun was important to us. Now, like you're saying, this is why it's important to talk about it, right? Because if somebody really holds a high value around starting the meeting on time and efficiency, they actually might be a bit triggered if there's 5 minutes at the beginning of chit chat. So you do actually have to, like, you know, and again, people have to flex, right, to each other, but you want to make sure you talk about it.
Yes, absolutely. Yep. And this is a working document, like you had mentioned earlier. It's so funny, like, teams that David and I have worked with have sent us photographs of their team meetings with their designed agreements written on a flip chart paper behind them. Like, look, we're using it. We're, you know, before we start our meeting, we're reviewing our designed agreements here, you know, and it creates this level of teamwork and trust in a new and unique way.
Yeah. So let's share a couple of questions and then we'll link to the tip sheet and people can see some more ideas, which are just meant to inspire and get you started. But one of them is asking everybody on the team, what motivates you and helps you achieve your goals? So how would you answer that, Michelle?
What motivates me to achieve my goals is it's helpful for me to get the fundraising leadership team sort of rah-rah support. Like, I need some like, yep, you can do that, Michelle. Like, that's really helpful for me. Yeah.
Yeah.
How about you, Janice?
Yeah, I would say, again, fun is a big
yes. Value.
So definitely being excited, doing it with other people. Like, if we have to do something that's kind of a drag, which everybody does, like updating our website, for example, not our favorite thing as a team, you know, some of the admin stuff we have to do. But if we can do it together, then that to me can make it more fun and easy. So
yeah,
that's definitely it. So let's do one more. And then
another great question is, what makes you feel respected?
So for me,
how would you answer that?
Yeah, I would definitely say what you said earlier about, well, for me, time is important. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel respected when people do show up to a meeting on time, or you know, if they can't be there on time, that we let each other know, which we're very good at as a team. So that's very important, and I think having somebody. I feel most respected when I share an idea and somebody builds on that idea. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's very important to me.
Yeah. 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 I'm in agreement with you on that. Share an idea and someone builds on it and allowing me space to share an idea mm-hmm. in the conversation too.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. So there's lots of questions. Like we said, they're just meant to be a starting point. You know, you as a leader, especially if you've been around for a while, you know your team well, so you can co-create with them some questions that'll be really resonant with them. But we really encourage you to, you know, consider doing this if you haven't done it already. And if you've done it before and it's been, like, I would say more than 6 months, then do it again. Or if somebody new has joined the team, then do it again. All right. And we will see you soon.
This podcast is brought to you by Fundraising Leadership. We provide unique coaching and training programs that powerfully transform how you work in order to get results. Please subscribe if you haven't already. You can find us wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you're enjoying the show, you can help us continue to bring thoughtful content with a monthly or annual contribution. This supports our production costs and keeps the show ad-free. Make a contribution today using the link in the show notes. Now, go put it into practice. Yeah.